Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know what health is.
You know
them good marijuana, to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good, an international
call. Interface complete.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is for the ballers, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
As I puff pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, wee, the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a good shit in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack, powder, and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
And blush our eyes, but that's no surprise. Cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, but pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Fizzle on the beat. You know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt. You know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink. You know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free. And I'm Mr. Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me. You know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up. It's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
A nigga gotta skip, dawg. Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuck the hater, fuck a bitch. Nigga try to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that. It's a fact, dawg. Tricking with these hoes. I ain't worried about that, dawg. Look it like a cat, it always come back, dawg. Change over strain like the shorty for a black dawg. Ride down Palmdale, better get them coasting. Cranking up the pioneers, riding slow motion. Up in my left hand, I'm sipping on that potion. When the ball does, boy, you know what I'm roasting. That good green, it feel like I'm floating. The paper jail, listen, have your bitch wide open. Nick Winsell, Palmdale, I've spoken. Play no game, I'm the hottest thing smoking.
Who am I? He is I. Fuck the rest of them. I don't know cuz, but they looking kinda grim. I dug the rap game without touching the rim. I'm a beast man, yeah, I'm knocking off rim. And I ain't did nothing unless they got me on film. I'm a heavyweight working off in the gym. I'm outstanding, boy, yeah, them
a nigga gotta skip, dawg. Gotta make this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuck the hater, fuck the bitch. Niggas try to get rid. Stack more stacks on top of that. It's a fact, dawg. Tricking with these hoes.
I ain't worried about that, dawg.
Hood like a cat, it always come back, dawg. Change over strain like the sorted for black, dawg.
What up, homie? I know you don't know me. I'm better off known as the low key OG. CG's been kept in gutter since a nigga stood 4 feet. I'm always on the grind so a nigga gets no sleep. When I'm on the creek, I don't ride no more than 4 deep. You can hear me in your speakers beating down your street. I'm floating flying high, trying to come up on some chips, dawg. Keep a heater with me, the ones with the skin to kill them, dawg.
Niggas gotta skip, dawg. Gotta get this bread, so I gotta make this flip, dawg. Niggas out here killing, so I keep it on my hip, dawg. Fuck a hater, fuck a bitch. Niggas tryna get rich. Stack more stack on top of that, that's a fact, dawg. Trickin' with these hoes, man, I ain't worried about that, dawg. Lookin' like a cat, it'll always come back, dawg. Change over trains like a 44 black, dawg. Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you ride?
Where you ride?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you ride?
Where you ride?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you from?
Where you?
Where you?
Where you?
Where you?
Where you ride?
Where you ride?
Gonna get 'em. Yeah.
This is a
Puppet Master
world premiere.
I love my city.
Where the boomers is, man, it's your boy BJ Season, and you in tune to the sounds of the Puppet Master. You dig? What it look like? Holla for boy. Yeah.
I'm right on time, yeah, I'm never too late, hey. Gotta chase this paper, yes, I gotta get this cake, hey. My grind all the time, every day I don't fake it, hey. In the back of my mind, people telling me,
we made it.
But most of it is shady, the haters, they all lazy. Trying to take everything that I make, what I'm making. Never turn your back on the hood, they'll forget ya. Love my city, cause the hood rides with ya.
Looking
every hood, you see people jug on the block. Look a little closer, you see them
fiends getting hot.
They ain't never stop, they don't really care around here. They gon' get that guap, niggas just don't dance around here. So you need to stop, drop and roll to our city line. And pay the toll off of 95. Cause I love my hood, now who with me?
Never turn your back on the hood, they forget you. Love my city, cause the hood ride with you.
I love my city, and everybody in it. And I'ma keep hustling till the rim stops spinning. I love my city.
Where they die!
takes the time to touch the minds and hearts of his fans with his art. Yo, who's been hood from day one? Kept the street from the start. Part, prophet of rage, writing his life and time between the minds of every page. Understands the common man. That's why he receives love in every state on any stage. Yo, who made haters' hearts heavy and hate every phrase? Who writes like he's handing his life and hasn't seen his best days? In many ways, he brings himself back to life like soul to soul when he flows and you know it. Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, a.k.a. Words with your favorite poet, favorite poet. I spit a mean 16 for so-called MCs in the booth so they can see I'm the truth. Don't need to be a deaf poet. I don't flow for dough. See, I'm just trying to save our young black youth. Gone in 60 seconds. Poof. No smoke, no mirrors. I blast and disappear like Dick Cheney's shotgun. I face off like John Travolta and Nick Cage with any poet seeker. Competition is none. One pad plus one pen plus my ability equals the possibility to detect every daughter and son. Won't stop until God says I'm done. Until they find out who killed Biggie and Pac. Until a true MC decides to grab the mic and resurrect real hip-hop. Tick-tock, tick-tock, time's a-wasting. You are now facing the last days of your lives. So what will you do when the truth stands before you? Will you stand like a man and be heard? Or will you get smacked in the face of all four lies? Surprise, surprise, another black boy dies before the age of 25. Now who speaks for that mother who's at a loss for words, bearing a heavy heart and tear-filled eyes? Yo, who's fearless like Jet Li with his ability to touch every heart and mind when it comes to poetry? Here's a hint. First word, first letter, E. Second word, last letter, E. Who made rookies who think their poems to rewrite their lines? Yo, who holds down one mic entertainment and opens the third eye to the mentally blind? Yo, it's me, Eric Moore, wordsmith blessed with the verbal gift to uplift. And just for the record, since you wanna step to me, now you know who you're fucking with.
Shorty, it's a winner, yeah. Shorty, love the way you do your thing. You feeling me, I'm feeling you too, April. Make it short, I wanna 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 make tone. I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows shorty coming from the gold. Whoa, Penny on the beats, we murking these streets. All and don't you try to sneak me, I got my head. Oh. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Touch me when you hold me. you know right where to go to show me what you're thinking when I'm with you. You make desires burn much hotter than I ever felt or ever knew it could be. When I hear you say my name, it sends a thin burning flame down to the depths of no control. You touch my soul to the point of no return. I give my all to you, for only you can cause these feelings to release. Need to touch you, need to hold you, need to show you how I'm feeling when you're deep inside me, how I'm thriving on your body and the strong desire to make love until the rising sun. When I hear you call my name, it sends a distant burning flame down to the depths of no control. You touch my soul.
Game ain't based on sympathy. It is what it is.
For sure. If you find me somewhere fucking slain, bitch. So I sold crack in and out, I'm getting it back. 75 to 95, I made it look easy, cause I never let you niggas know when I'm fucking creeping. Peeping game, huh? I see y'all niggas participating. Y'all ain't hating, y'all just some niggas that's out here trying to make it. Make mistakes when you fucking with Deuce the Great. Ain't shit equal when these crackers, they don't wanna see ya. I keep a 4-5 hot like a fucking fever. I come harder like a shot out and I'm a dying floor. I can't cry, no I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man, I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man, I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. Look, God, I understand how we be kicking it. Niggas be talking shit and they really want us to give it up. Ain't ass kissing niggas, this for the love of us. Hold the preachers pimping, God, and I can feel you heard. Fuck a church, reverend, unless it got a smoking session. You ain't teach my grandma shit in your Sunday lesson. I was second guessing, that's why I stayed in smoke.
smoking sessions. Tell me why my grandma died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my mama died when I was in the pen. Tell me why my cousin put that pistol in her mouth. Hurt my heart when my cousin blew her fucking brains out. Say that shit, Pastor, we all trying to make it happen. I say a prayer for him, God, send his ass to hell. Manipulating your people, send his ass to hell. I know you wonder how I say what I say, because I got my own faith, and my mama died with AIDS, nigga. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man, I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. When I was locked up, nigga, you ain't see a damn thing. All I wanted was a letter that said you feel my pain. All I got was counterfeit lies and some fucking dreams. Real niggas, I know you out there, can you feel me? This nigga ain't real, dawg. This nigga ain't real, dawg. 9 times out of 10, my nigga in the pen, your ass will be washing drawers. I ain't holding my nuts, my nigga. It take a real man to walk on my shoes. 34-0-0-8-8, so nigga, take a real man to walk on my boots. Fuck, nigga, I pay my dues. Do you know what it feel like to be locked in a two-man room in a fist fight? I'ma show you what's real like. Yeah, beat a motherfucker till his ass can't see sight. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite. Got 20 years, gave him 10 bite, my nigga. I got tired of all that bullshit, my nigga. Nigga telling me this, telling me that. You know who I'm talking to, my nigga. Keep it real, my nigga. Know what I'm saying? And now I'm supposed to have sympathy for your feelings, nigga. I ain't like that, my nigga. I can't motherfucking cry, dawg. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I can't cry, no, I can't cry, I can't cry. I lost my mama, man. I lost my grandma, man. I lost my cousin, man, when I was in the pen.
Game ain't based on sympathy. I know that firsthand. Believe that.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House, live from that Memphis, Tennessee. I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy, and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head. Sitting up in the dope house, 12 years old, can you imagine that? And I had to go in the dope house and get him out of there. And again, God, you saved him once again. You put your hands on him and you just saved him.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
She was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw the lady, hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry, man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can
me hear my mama crying. Jesus. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday. And she was praying for me, my sister, and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble. I gave the lady drama. But I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes, I can. She was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now. I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry. Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots and not one bullet touched him. And I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus.
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
Through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
In spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus.
Yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus.
It makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
Keep a bad bitch, got sex on deck. Ride in the whip, they ain't even seen yet. That's a 2012, man, how you get there? I'm about my business and I'm about my spinach. The watch sick again, I gotta take it to the clinic. The band got a fever and the bezel got the colic. Ain't nothing but pneumonia, give it antibiotics.
My charm so icy,
like a ball.
My chain so heavy, the haters don't like me.
You can get it, I get it if you gon' stack your paper. You would never catch you where a bitch nigga be. Blood type G. Blair hit a negative, but it ain't on my job. That's a motherfucking negative. Walk with a swagger, sharp as a dagger. Tell her how it is, I ain't never been a bragger. The poor well kept, see for yourself. Different barrel kicks every day that I sell. Might be some nice, might be some gators. I like what I'm saying and you might be a hater. White navigator, V10 engine. White plate sitting on a whole lot of inches.
I'm ballin', nah, nigga got it, I'ma get the bread to me, it ain't shit. Still rapping them niggas off in the pen. For y'all, I'ma drink one,
drink one,
drink one. 26 is on the Tahoe. Yukon to Nelly exposed. Escalade with wood in the door. And that'll make you drink one,
drink one,
drink one. Lenny baby sliding in the club. With my dog, we all choked up. We bought the bar, so don't pour us a cup. For y'all, I'ma drink one,
drink one,
drink one. This all my dogs in the slum. PC the project to the park.
The hood in the shack to get them some. And now they make you drink one.
Drink one.
Strangling in him bites again. Bed behind tents on a bottle of hen.
What's up?
10 G's in my pocket to spend.
Hold up.
Fuck nigga, I recommend it you. So your old stop trying to kid. Get off my dick and try and mind your bed. But Lenny, why you act up? Cause Lenny got some shit in his trunk to clean your back up. Bitch. But I ain't even call for that. Too bad for you acting. Let a nigga go to that. Big gang to your Broadway confidence. Fall straight to the back and slam a sack. But wait, we got about a boy. You know, that's how a real nigga got to show out.
For sure.
Ballin' is what I call that. If a nigga think I'm lying, tell him fall back. But check out my wrist hand. 10 gold slugs in my mouth just glistening. 10 bad hoes from the top, I'm ridiculous. Got them all tipped on, it ain't Chrissy Chris. Well, Lenny, keep it flowing, baby. Holler back. Your boy got him going, baby. Bricks are stacked. Peace ongoing, baby. I feel the shack. Now I'm trying to fuck me later. I'm ballin'. Nah, nigga, got it, I'ma get. The bread to me, it ain't shit. Still rapping them niggas off in the pen. For y'all, I'ma drink one.
Drink one.
Drink one. 26 is on the Tahoe. Yukon and Nelly exposed. Escalated with wood in the dough. Then that'll make you drink one.
Drink one.
Drink one. Lenny, baby, sliding in the club. With my dog, we all choked up. We bought the boss a dog, bought the cup. For y'all, I'ma drink one.
Drink one.
Drink one. This all my dogs in the slum. PC the prod to the pump. The hood in the shack to get them some. And that'll make you drink one.
Drink one.
Franklin is still ballin', dude. Sun and flagging when I'm falling through. Country acting, just cutting the fool. Paper stacking, doing what I do. T-tops on the SS thing. Hood school, ghost flames on the candy pine. Franklin and need something to stang. On the pill and the drink for a line to line. Late night, I peep in the scene. 6x9, sweet and crystal clean. Little baby only 17. She fucking, so I got to put her on the team. Telling her she better fuck with me. Getting her head decent, selling the dream. Hennessy, we ended the dream. Got a nigga loose, don't remember a thing. Day County, back to the folks. Little boy got this shit in the choke. New clothes getting filled with coke.
We cold.
Fall by this nigga, you broke. I got gangsta, acts of rhyme. Keep a stack in my pocket at all times. Keep the flag if you want me, my dog declined. Drank one remix, this is how I go down. I'm ballin'. Nah, nigga got it, I'ma get. The bread to me, it ain't shit. Still rapping them niggas off in the pen. For y'all, I'ma drink one.
Drink one.
Drink one. 26 is on the Tahoe. Yukon to Nelly exposed. Escalated with wood in the dough. Then that'll make you drink one.
Drink one.
Drink one. Lenny, baby, sliding in the club. With my dog, we all choked up. We bought the boss, the dog, bought the cup. For y'all, I'ma drink one.
Drink one.
Drink one. This all my dogs in the slum. PC the brought to the pump. The hood in the shack to get them some. And that'll make you drink one.
Drink one.
Pour a little something, nigga. Pour a little something. Pour a little something, nigga. Pour a little something, nigga. Drink a little something. Drink a little something. Drink a little something, nigga. Drink a little something. You fucked up, cause I'm fucked up. She fucked up and we fucked up. They fucked up and he fucked up. Fuck it. Everybody in here fucked up. I'm
This is another Deacon Frost production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make your shoulder in. Yeah. Rock with it, rock with yeah. it. The way yeah. I been, get the dope boys watching. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangster. He's a gangsta and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulder in. Rock with it, rock with it. Way I dance, keep the dope ones watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
All the dudes love me, man, I'm so fly. I'm the center of attention every time I walk by. Don't you know I'm eye candy? I'm sweet enough to eat. Better watch me when I talk, I sweep you off your feet. He said, love mama, girl, you're looking good. Like them girls in magazines, you make me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist, and he all up in my face. While I'm shaking to the beat, he was grinding on me.
Your shoulder in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangster. Make your shoulder in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Yeah, yeah. Now you know it's on. It's a DJ, turn it up. That's my song. Yes, now. Nah.
hands in the air, now look to the left, drop down to the ground and bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, throw them niggas with a smile. Yeah, yeah, the dick call me too thick, put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. Way I dance, he's the dope boy, he's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, he's a gangsta. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you want to bite it.
I can tell that you want me, you all own me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their balls into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance, baby, don't be scared. Come and dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you just on that E.
Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, he's watching. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope boy, he's watching. You really like it? You get excited? You really like it? I bet you wanna bite it.
Yeah, that's Miss John New right there. Hit up www.myspace.com/John New the Princess. J-A-N-U. The Princess. Yeah. Gotta give a motherfucking hand roll. You know what I'm saying? Applause my nigga. Online. Motherfucking ass. Woo. You're going to get that applause one day, boy. I mean, that's going to be that real thing, boy. Standing ovation up in this motherfucker like the white girl be saying. Standing ovation. Look at that shit, though. Nigga, what's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, y'all know what the fuck's going on. It's down. What a dude don't do, man? Gotta get that applause, you know what I'm saying? For the man and the man. You know. What's happening, Ash?
Same old, different day. New shit.
No, smoking.
What's
coke,
up with
Joe,
you?
Another day. Sending out my brother booking prison information to a couple of homeboys. Send them a little money, you know what I'm saying? You don't find too many niggas doing that nowadays. So,
hell yeah. That canteen.
Yeah, I got to get on my grind, you know what I'm saying? Anybody want to send some... keep your head up, or y'all want to drop my brother a line, y'all can hit my brother up, man. He in Florida State Prison. His name Elijah Bowden. Y'all can write a letter to, his info is T00793, J as in Johnny, 1304, at Florida State Prison, 7819. If I'm wrong, it's 7814. Northwest 22. Yeah, 228th Street. That's Rayford, RAIFORD, Rayford, Florida, 32026. You've been down over 10 years, so got some encouragement. Please send that his way, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely, man, hold your head.
Yeah, that's real. Come on, man. I got a couple of applause. I'm doing applause today, you know what I'm saying? Today I'm doing applause. You know, my transporter beam's kind of sticking today, so I got to use my... use my applauses to get everybody on. So let me bring legendary DJ Party back.
Oh, yeah.
Down, man, for working game, entertainment, promotions, and everything else in between, man. Live, right here. Yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
What's up, DJ? Smell so good.
Yeah, we in the motherfucking building. We in the building. Hold on, y'all.
Damn.
Had to try to drop some background music real quick. Hey, man. Hey, yeah, hell yeah. Motherfucking Ashwood. Send me some goddamn beats, man. I need some beats for my background music.
Oh, you need some background music beats?
Yeah, not, you know, you see, I got my jazz and shit pumping, but I need it. Well, if I could have that motherfucking live band, goddamn it, doing the show, what? Bitch, I ain't motherfucking killing it. Bitch, please.
Hell
bitch.
Yeah.
This shit shout
out
live.
To the band, too.
Hey, yeah. This shit heavy. I want to go down there just to do a show live from the Apache Cafe, because that shit, that'll be so fucking hot, boy.
Hell yeah, that shit'll be crazy. They got a lot, they got some joints in Orlando, too.
They do? Like that?
Yeah, that's even closer. Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, they do the live band, AKA Lounge and 57 West.
Yeah, now all I got to see if they got, if they got the Wi-Fi, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, you need that Wi-Fi. Does it like?
Why do these faggot ass niggas keep going to use my name? Listen, you faggot ass niggas from Milwaukee. I don't know why you pussy niggas keep motherfucking going to use my government name, nigga. Everybody got a government name, bitch. I don't know why you whole ass niggas think that shit means something, bitch. I was born David Roundtree. I'm happy with my motherfucking name, fuck nigga. I just got the respect of motherfucking being called DJ Smell So Good. So all you faggot ass niggas going out there using my motherfucking name, dick riding and shit, coming into my motherfucking chat room, being little fuck ass niggas, Mill Gay Nation, and I know that's you little faggot ass, hoe ass niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck all you bitches from Milwaukee. Fuck all you bitches from Milwaukee. I said it, and I'm going to keep saying that shit. Fuck you gay ass niggas. Fuck Mill Gay Nation. Fuck Chester Peter. Fuck out the building. Fuck Jay Will. Fuck that fat bitch, Miss Piggy. Fuck all you faggot ass niggas. And anybody who ride with you, you already seen my motherfucking video. Fuck the whole ass nigga nation. You fuck your whole nation.
Hell
faggot
yeah.
Faggot ass niggas. Get
and
your
fuck,
bitch
fuck,
ass
fuck
up out
fuck some pussy ass niggas too. Fuck the police too.
Fuck ass bitches. Hey, niggas will be some. It's some real. I'm going to do a whole show on that. E-gangsters. I'm a homeboy call them. You know what I'm saying? These old motherfucking
internet gangsters.
Yeah, man. When it's old virtual motherfucking gang banging and shit. Bitch, get your ass out of here, nigga. Ain't no colors online, bitch. The fuck,
man. I really don't get it. They really ain't got nothing better to do.
I'm saying I totally ignore these faggot ass niggas, man. I'm telling you, dog. I totally ignore these faggot ass niggas. Why the fuck is you coming on my show?
Because they show probably garbage. Probably
they know
trying
they
to
show
get some rates.
No, they trying to steal some motherfucking ideals, but bitch, I'm an ever-changing nigga. Every day I do something different, you know what I'm saying? Unscripted. Shit, that's what real niggas do. What the hell y'all thinking? Crazy-ass motherfuckers, man. So what's happening, man? Hold on. We finna do something a little special. Y'all hold on. Yep. Hold on. One quick second, boy. Let's see what's happening with old motherfucking, goddamn Jerry. Y'all hold on a second. Here we go.
He's going to be right there. Wait, wait. Yeah, push that point. If you need a cigarette, let me know. Yeah. Well, you can do, you got this from Ace? Oh, yeah. That nigga got that pressure.
Boy, live on Maximum Reality Radio, bitch.
What? Yo, I need to give you this number. What's my joint? It's a radio station.
Welcome to Milwaukee Radio.
Hey, hey, this is Radio of the Radio Show. Thank you for calling. Appreciate your love and support. But I'm unable to get your call right now.
What?
Please leave a message. And thank you once again.
The hell is that all about, JD?
Show on Maximum Reality Radio.
This motherfucker.
Yeah. Your friends and neighbors about the internet radio that is eating up the internet. It's the Trade E Show on MaximumRealityRadio.com.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
Hey, this is Doctor call me up. Yeah, I got your test results back. I need you to call me up at 347-237-5125. I need you to call me within the next hour. These could be a non-life or death situation. Yeah. So make sure you call Starship Smelly Prize. I have your results. I mean, doctor, call me up. Yeah, I have your results. Dre D, you already know what the fuck this is, man. Call your homeboy up, man. It smells so good. You already know I'm calling your request line. I ain't never called no show on the line, been busy. or an answer machine pickup. But I guess where they do that at. That's where they do that at. All right, hit us back, man. 347-237-5125. We're waiting on your call, homie. All right.
Wrecking the Game Radio.
Thank you. Sound all proper. Hey, y'all can go on www.maximumrealityradio.com, where adventures in music and talk is calling. And that's the Dre D Show, CEO, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I hit the request lines up at 813-398-2452. And you can send some music to them at akdre1503@yahoo.com. That's @dre1503@yahoo.com. Or hit them up on the MySpace at dreu23. Yeah. Maximum Rally Radio. That's how we do it, man. Fuck faggot ass niggas sitting in my goddamn room, you bitch ass niggas. Anyways, man. Oh, what's popping for this weekend, man? We got a big weekend today. You know what I'm saying? What's going down? Where my weed at? Smoke something.
Oh, you know we on the economical.
Yeah, trying to. Shouts out to all crab ass niggas in the motherfucking bar last night. I had to cuss a couple niggas out. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck are you going to catch the attitude? Because I don't give you no free shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't give you my shit.
Motherfuckers is crazy.
Motherfuckers
ignorant as
fuck. Yeah, man. The bar about to close. It's about 30 minutes to the bar. About 2 o'clock. Bitch, I done ran out of blunts and shit. Niggas getting mad at me. Because you crab bitches don't want to pay $2 at that machine? Hell no. Hey, bitch, you want to smoke? Shit, it's available. I'm just a motherfucking short stop. Once my shit stops short, bitch, you got to go and pay the piper. Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. Fuck around it. Won't do that again. Left out, shot down the street. You know what I'm saying? Got some more cigarettes. Came back on and sold 5 of them bitches. Man, fuck you, motherfucker. Even though I got $2 on them. You know what I'm saying? I made my money right back. But you know, it's the principle of the thing, nigga. It's the principality that's involved. Yeah, that's involved in this shit. So yeah, man, we got to get out and get somewhere, man. I need to really go somewhere and make some real paper, man. What's up?
Do what it do. What you got in mind?
Nigga, I don't know. Nigga, we can go to Georgia some goddamn way. I don't know.
Man, we've been trying to get you to hit Georgia, South Carolina, Texas for the longest. So you got to pick one and set it up.
And go set up. Well, we got motherfucking DJ High Life down in Valdosta. He got a club down there.
Okay, back in my old school area. Okay, that's what's out loud this county.
Yeah,
you
already invited a nigga down. So I need to definitely want to jump on that. You know what
I mean? Oh, there ain't no problem. I got family up in Valdosta. There's always a place to go.
Nigga, everybody got family in goddamn Florida, Georgia, all the way up to the motherfucking Michigan state line.
Well, I got friends up in Michigan, but I ain't got no family up there. But
man, you got family from Florida to Michigan. You have family. Everybody's family. Everybody came off the same goddamn slave ship. Everybody keep putting that block up. It's just kind of nasty the way the crackers did us. You know what I'm saying? They did us real diabolical. Because they used to the incest and all that shit and sleeping with their cousins and sisters and all that fuck shit. See, we ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? And it just be fucked up when we go up to Michigan and Georgia, all these places. And then you get your old thick fine bitch, but then you go to family reunion and come to find out the bitch your cousin.
Yeah, that done fucked me up a couple times. I'm like,
But it's not your fault. Ain't nothing. There's no way you could correct it because we was all dumped on the goddamn black belt. Your black belt runs from the tip of Florida all the way to the end of motherfucking Michigan. So therefore, from Florida to Michigan, every state in between is a big ass family reunion. That is your family, bro, from Florida to Michigan. I don't even know how you look at it. You got family in every single state from here all the way up to Michigan. At least that covers the coast. If it covers this coast, that's where all the slaves got dropped off at. Boom. Sorry, bro. Nigga gonna catch an attitude with me. Hey, my family don't come from no slaves. Nigga, you Willie lynched, little brainwashed ass nigga, you shit. Black people, if that's the case, wait, hold on. I got something for that, you know what I'm saying? I got something for that statement, you know what I'm saying? anybody want to tell me some old crazy shit like that ever again, this is going to be my response to you. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, if this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know? I mean, dude sound like a, he sound like a straight fucking, yeah, straight fucking retard. I don't know what's going on.
Sound man. Like Timmy.
I'm for real. I got it's oh boy, you lucky my damn starship be acting up sometimes. The lemon juice be spilling over into the controls. So you know, I was about to hit his ass.
I think
sometime.
The flux capacitor is messing up.
Yeah, man, throw that nigga out the window. Let's throw this nigga out. Fuck on out of here. Fuck on out of here. Yeah, shout out to all you broke niggas out in the strip club last night and didn't get no love for Smell So Good. I am officially on my motherfucking DJ sit-in for Coco's Lounge. I will not be bringing no motherfucking microphone. I will not be getting on no mics, period, until Tuesday or until they start motherfucking catering to the DJs. The DJs drink free. Yesterday I did a show on do DJs drink free in the club.
Supposed to
that. Okay, no, ain't no supposed to. That shit is like written in stone, like mandatory. Like what? Who would even ask that? You, I mean, as a bartender, you should get fired for even asking somebody to do the DJ drink free.
I'm gonna tell you something else crazy about it. How the hell? And they tried, cause I mean, they tried a nigga with that shit there. The DJ gotta pay to come in the club. Cause hold on, I don't give a fuck who running the show that night.
Oh yeah,
motherfucker,
yeah, yeah.
DJ don't pay to get in your motherfucking club. Yeah. That's like making your staff pay to come on somebody else's night.
God, I had to go off on every single one of them niggas, dog. I went off on a nigga whose night was last night because this motherfucker here gonna reach into my bag, my little basket, try to grab a blackout. I'm like, nigga, that's a dollar. Huh, damn, dog, it's like that. This my night. Okay, and this my product. I said, but the thing of it is, I'm the only nigga promoting for and one of these motherfucking nights. I'm the only nigga to come and ask you bitches for flyers and shit. You know what I'm saying? And checking and actually going putting flyers out and putting them bitches on the bars. These motherfuckers don't even come the night before to put flyers out for their night. But y'all got Simone's, but you got 1,000 fucking Simone flyers all outside on all the cars and in the motherfucking bar. And wonder why you bitches ain't making no motherfucking money. Yeah, you wonder why you ain't making no money. Because Simone's done heard you bitches got hoes over here getting down, you know what I'm saying, doing what it do. So they feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And that's all they do over there is strip clubs. So, yeah, they going to come over here naturally and be like, hey, well, we got some real hoes if y'all into that type shit. That's marketing. That is called smart marketing. Sitting around thinking that a bitch ain't going to come shortstop on your game. Shit, me.
I'm trying to find out who that little crazy little bitch that was running the motherfucking door. Because like I told her, the little helper sit up there tired to talk about, oh, it's $3, but it's $6. I said, I wouldn't give a fuck what it was. I ain't paying you now.
It's $3, $6.
You promote no motherfucking club that we run. How the fuck? Kind of shit is that? Like that night I came up there and I say, hey, Smell, is that motherfucker trying to charge the bitch at the door? Tell me, well, I don't know who you is. Nigga, bitch, I've been here for 3 fucking years. How the fuck you the visitor? You know what I'm saying? They be trying some gay ass shit. I said, I understand you trying to get your DJs and shit paid, but you don't sit up here and charge the motherfucker.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Listen, they charge them hoes $10, dog, to come up there and strip. None of that money go to the fucking DJ. You still telling me that you ain't paying the DJ at least $5 from each one of them hoes because that's how it's supposed to go?
Mm-hmm.
You being greedy, dog. You being greedy, and that shit going to be felt. I said that shit last night on the mic before I got off of it. I said I will not get on this motherfucking mic again. I said, man, everybody, you know what I'm saying, for the past couple of days, I'm telling you, dog, when I got on that juice, nigga, I've been like, nigga, overcrunk, like, nigga. Like,
that's what's up.
Like, ignorant, you feel me? So I asked last night, I asked the whole, I was like, hey, man, who in this bitch know Smell So Good? You know what I'm saying? Bitches raise their hand and shit. I say, okay, now who in this motherfucker know or been in here when Smell So Good done got drunk? I mean, pissy drunk. Oh, now, we have a good time or it be fucked up? Oh, hell no. Nah. So who want to see Smell So Good get drunk? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The bartender? That's fucked up. You can't get a Heineken and a goddamn Heineken for pun, $5 Heineken, and a $3 goddamn gin and juice. Hell no. Less than $10? No, man. No, bro.
I look at it like this. If you're not going to take care of your DJs, bad enough, you're trying to screw your DJs. But you're not going to take care of your DJs. Come on. Your DJs should be able to bring whatever the fuck they want to bring in the motherfucker.
Or bring it in. That's my other thing. Let me bring my own shit in then. I'll bring a big stupid bottle, a big ass gallon of gin in that bitch, and do my own do. And won't give nobody none of it. But I'm going to be in that bitch so fucked up, I'm going to cuss everybody up in this motherfucker. You best believe that. Because shit, I get on my gas. I tell niggas to get the gas. Broke niggas, raise your hand. Like last night. You feel me? That shit adds to the ambiance, man. I was like, hey, all my niggas, you ain't got no, all my niggas that's holding up air, man, put your hands in there. You holding up some air right now, put your hands in there. Stupid niggas, put their hands in there. Security, get these broke niggas the fuck up out of here. You holding up air, bitch, that means you ain't tipping. Get your broke ass the fuck up out of here. You feel me? Come on, man. Being with that old fuck shit, man. We'll need no oxygen pirates up in this bitch. But at the same time, pun feel me though, see? It's one thing to be a DJ and it's one thing to be an MC. It's one thing to be able to do DJ and an MC at the same time. Only two motherfuckers I ever seen to be able to do that is me and Party Time. That's it. Nan DJ holds it down all night. I mean, ripping that bitch all night long. They don't. Everybody get into their little mix. Grand get into his mix. K Styles get into his mix. Pun get into his mix. Everybody, they get into their mix. They make the bitch jam. But you still need that mic play, that customer interaction. You have to have that. Now, I ain't talking about Drake specials and all that old dumb shit. Yeah, I'm talking about Sandy. What's up, girl? I see you in the back. All them old bust-ass niggas in the back, I see y'all. But you putting your hands in there because you know I'm talking to you. You know I'm interacting with you. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't know your names. I told them hoes last night, I don't know you hoes' name. I know three hoes in this bitch, and I ain't even want to know the other hoe name. She just put me on her motherfucking name and just, like, made me know her and shit. So, nah. Bitches don't. The only bitch that tip a nigga is Dream. That's the only that bitch that look out. You feel me? And just will come and throw random tips at the motherfucking DJ and shit.
That
she might get a lap dance. Yeah, the little skinny one. Yeah, real slim. She's the only one. Straight up. She'll be getting a lap dance. Right in front of her. You know what I'm saying? Nigga,
shit, I gave her $5
make rain
for
on
the hell of it.
You know what I'm saying? She make it rain on her. For real, man. She's a real bitch. She's just a real bitch. You know what I'm saying? I guess a nigga, you know, think a nigga, I ain't trying to, man, I don't stud none of them hoes in that motherfucking bar. None of them hoes at all. And I know one nigga that come up in that bitch, he in love with a stripper. And I ain't going to say no names, but I know he damn sure better watch himself. Because you think that T-Pain going to goddamn get you right. Shit, me, T-Pain going to get you wrong. And goddamn in love with a stripper shit, it'll get you broke. And that's pretty much it. So, let me get into the song, y'all. I'm going to come right back, man. We got motherfucking Ashwood on the line. But we're going to go ahead and tell you, let me see. What you want to do, dog? Turn up your swag on these niggas?
Hey, you can turn up. Turn your motherfucking swag.
Yeah, man. All you faggot-ass niggas using my motherfucking name coming into my goddamn show and shit, you whole-ass bitches. Use your own motherfucking name, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I let you faggot-ass. Yeah, I'm saying. Just come in. It's Bill Gatewalkie. And I let you faggot ass niggas sit and listen to the hottest motherfucking show on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I know it is. Appreciate it. It's faggot ass niggas like you and your whole ass clan that steady be making my motherfucking shit hot. These niggas done went as far as putting up MySpace pages, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to a nigga and shit. Yes. Yes. I have MySpace pages out there that I ain't never created before. But they got my information on it, so you best believe I'm going to go by and drop me a couple of videos on that bitch and everything else. Thank you for the free advertisement, you faggot-ass nigga.
So one
turn
time,
your
Bill Gatewalkie, /haters.com. Hey, do what you do.
Better known as the whole-ass nigga network. Turn up your swag, you whole-ass nigga. That's real. Like Eazy-E in the White House, bitches. Shit, let me get that. Coming right back, Starship Smelling Prize, man. Got another news coming up, y'all. Read y'all some funny shit. Yeah. Let's go. It's Ashwood, man. Tell all you fuck-ass niggas out there, turn your goddamn swag up, bitches.
I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
It's nothing like it,
nope.
I move like Shaq,
huh.
You're racing to the top, I'm like not too fast. The ladies love it, why you so mad?
Why?
She rolling with me cause I got a lot more cash,
yep.
On top of that I got a lot more swag,
yep.
Chilling in the west with my east coast tag, making a drop by the ounce of the glass,
huh.
I catch you slipping, you gon' scream, give me your pass,
nope.
I can't front, I like my women with class,
huh.
Nice beautiful face, beautiful ass. Shorty met me at the crib in a half. No accident, kid, but she gon' crash. I confirm to her that I wanna smash. Wake up in the morning, fix me eggs and hash. Just thinking about it, it's making me laugh. Then I hop up in the thing with 160 on the dash. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 You better turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag. I like to date them, then replace them cause I'm picky.
Uh-huh.
Always on the move, so she offering a quickie. Sipping on rosé, I'm feeling tipsy. But trust me, I stay on my toes, act tipsy. I got the powder flow.
Come sniff me,
uh-huh. Try to jerk me, I'm Ben Laden, you won't get me. My pretty thing waiting for me, name Tipney. Rolling up the sticky, horny in the Vickies. Stay fresh, tilt the 5950.
Uh-huh.
Shades on, you can't see my eyes, they're like, who is this? Purple Kush, I'm blowing on a dissing. It's the kid Ashwood, yes, I get busy. I'm coming up, yo, I can see it.
Yeah.
Don't you hit the city lock till I use the stick. Your shorty staring at my canary. Haters is pissed, I'm on top like a cherry. I'm on the grind, kid, counting my math. On the dance floor, shorty bouncing her ass. I come through when they clearing my path. You lame rappers trash, better turn up your swag.
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 Time to turn up your swag.
Better turn up your swag.
When everything went just right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear, like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Yeah, I know what time that is. Yeah, what? Yeah, Nutty News, y'all. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is provided to you apart from NuttyNewsToday.com. Bring you all your weird, crazy, wild, and out motherfucking news. Let me applaud my niggas back up in this motherfucker real quick. Real. Welcome back to the show. Yeah. Right, y'all. Let's get into this Nutty News, man. Let me cue up my motherfucking porn music, you know what I'm saying, until I get some real beats. Real beats coming soon from No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Let's see what it do, man. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my retarded homeboy. Yeah, I got to represent for him one time, you know. Here we go, people. Let's get into some motherfucking Nutty News. Oh, yeah. Hey, don't forget. I got the motherfucking official WDGE Radio TV website is officially up. I got about four pages on that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so we got an official website. You know what I'm saying? It's going down for Wrecking the Game Entertainment. The official website is up. It just ain't published yet, you know what I'm saying, and out. But you can go see the previews of it. You know what I'm saying? www.wdgeradiotv. All one word. That shit long as hell. Actually, it's wdgeradiotv.media.live. Some shit. I don't know. It ain't my domain. Damn. The shit was free. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some free shit. So, hold on. Let me see what it was. Yeah, it's wdgeradiotv.media.officelive.com.
You got all that?
Yeah, for real. Well, no, cause when I actually set all the shit up, then I'm going to change it to just wdgeradiotv. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's the free shit. They give you the free domain, so just to set it up. Yeah, free is for me, goddammit. Shit, fuck that. All right, let me get into my shiznit. You know what I'm saying? Let's go on over here. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at, y'all? We're in the UK, goddammit. Where the fuck we at? Where the craziest shit always goes down. You know why? Because pie-eating competitors ought to be drug tested.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Only in the motherfucking UK where the craziest shit. And whoever the fuck is going to the UK, man, I hope you just going there to promote music, because damn. These some fucking weirdos, yeah. Random drug tests are to be introduced to the World Pie Eating Championships, the internationally famous culinary annual showdown, which takes place this year at Harry's Bar in Wigan, where the fuck that is, Wigan, Great Manchester, on Tuesday, December 15th. It is billed as Pie Noon. Gravy has traditionally been the performance-enhancing drug of choice amongst pie eaters at this level. But since we banned it after a series of questionable concoctions were created by contenders, they've been trying to find other ways of generating lucrative advantage. And we're hearing rumors that cough mixture is in the new Bisto. In tests, we found this can take around 2 seconds off the time taken to eat a regulation championship pie. We'll be putting a couple of big blokes on the door to search pockets. Man, you motherfuckers are taking that shit that fucking serious.
They got niggas is, on the door.
Niggas is sneaking in slim fast and shit. You know what I'm saying? What the bitch got some weed in the championship pie. That's why he eating that motherfucker so fast. Shit. At least I would be. All right, y'all. We back in, let's go on Sarasota. Anybody know where that's at? All right. Sarasota, Florida, y'all, right up the street. Students are hospitalized after smoking incense. That do sound like some Florida shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fuck shit, dude.
Yeah. Two Sarasota County high school kids had to be hospitalized this week after smoking a popular mix of herbs sold under the name K2. Reportedly, the herbs in K2 are laced with chemicals designed to mimic the effects of... What the fuck? How do you mimic the effects of marijuana without smoking weed? Bitch, that's called booty ding. If you mimic the effects of crack, bitch, that is called booty ding. That is illegal. Yeah, all right. Because of the recent illnesses, the sheriff's is now warning parents to talk with their kids about the product. Even though K2 can be purchased legally, K2 is labeled as an incense and marked with the words, not for human consumption, on the packaging. Authorities say the herbs are also sold under the brand names Spice, Tribal Warrior, and Fire and Ice. That's some white folk shit there, man. We don't, bitch, our kids is smoking weed. We don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. That niggas is, we ain't even wasting time going to get some fucking booty dean effect on some goddamn weed. Weed, people. I'm just saying, weed. Not like, you know, anything else. Some motherfucking weed. Alright, I'll laugh on that. I'll laugh on that one. Alright, let's get back into it, y'all, because I don't know, that was crazy one there. Only in Florida. only in Florida.
Yeah.
It gets crazy like
we
that.
Say.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, let's go to Council Bluffs, Iowa. We got some fucked up names, boy. Where a man assaults wife when she refused to help shovel snow. Fucking right. Bitch, it's cold out here. Get your ass on out here, too. Standing on the goddamn post drinking fucking cocoa and shit. Talking about hurry up. Bitch, I'll beat your ass. It's cold out here. Anyway, police in Council Bluffs, Iowa say they arrested a man they claim assaulted his wife. Yeah, when she refused to help him shovel snow. Officer went to the home Wednesday afternoon after the 44-year-old woman said her husband struck her in the head with his chest and attempted to pull her out of the house. What the fuck? How the hell you strike a bitch in the head with your chest? He did the football move on, and you know how the football bump chest and shit. Oh, but that was a head and shit. You know what I'm saying? Take that,
bitch.
Oh,
he pulled her head down, then jumped into
her. Something. He got head without getting head. You know what I'm saying?
Bad head.
Yeah, the woman complained of pain in her head and leg, but refused medical treatment. Well, Rihanna, bitch. Shit. She said she had been quarreling with her 45-year-old husband because he had accused her of being lazy around the house. Bitch, that sounds pretty correct. Show motherfucking ass up. I would have slapped you in the back of your goddamn head. I wouldn't have did nothing else. I would have slapped you in the back of your head. No, get your ass up, bitch. Anyway, let's go to Warner Robinson's Georgia. Anybody know where that's at?
Georgia.
All right.
Yeah, I think
Warner
that's
Robbins, where that's at?
That's in, you said Georgia?
Yeah, Warner Robbins.
Oh, no, no. Oh, I thought you said something. No, it's not. Cause
well, fuck it. Because eighth graders are to be charged in classroom sex incident. Uh-huh. I'm seeing your kids there, people. A pair of eighth graders at Warner Robbins Middle School in Warner Robbins, Georgia, are expected to be charged with indecent exposure after allegedly engaging in oral sex in a classroom while class was in progress.
Both the teacher.
According to school liaison officer, a male student and a female student allegedly performed the act in the back of the room while a substitute teacher and other students were present. According to Wood, several students witnessed the incident and alerted a school administrator, but did not bring it to the attention of a teacher, right, at the time. You little perverted-ass motherfuckers watching the little man get his dick sucked, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of class. And then whoever that little hoe is, boy, bitch, I see you, you know, after high school, of course, but, you know. All right, right. Oh, you got some good head because you was starting now. You know what I'm saying? You know that bitch going to have some fire heads. Yes. You suck a dick in the classroom. Wow. Where they do that at?
Extra
I mean,
credit. Getting a little extra
man.
Credit. A little extra credit.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I ain't seen eating pussy on the stage in a long time, but we just witnessed that. So, shouts out to Coco Lounge. Yeah. Y'all ain't see that.
Love and pamper that dude.
Y'all ain't
like
see
that.
That. Y'all ain't see it. Y'all ain't see it. Let's go to Sweden, y'all. Hold on. Let me get some new music, man. Let me get something funky going on up in here in the background. Yeah, let's see who I can get going on in the background. Yeah. Let me use my own boy, Gray Fox. Girl, thinking your ass need to be leaving. It's a jam, though. I know y'all motherfuckers like, man, shut up, dog. We're going to hear this shit. Fuck that. Cause we in Sweden. Yeah, I'll run this bitch back later on, you know. Drilling to install heater. Yeah, crushes a subway train. Uh-huh. The red line in Stockholm's subway was stopped for 1 hour on Thursday after work teams is drilling, punctured the subway tunnel, and damaged a train. God damn, y'all over drilling like a motherfucker. The work team was drilling at Walmer, some big fucked up name. Yachostan on Sodomom some shit to prepare for the installation of geothermal heating for a nearby hotel. But their drilling punctured the subway line and crushed the side panel of the driver's carriage of a train that was waiting on the tracks. After the workers had drilled to a depth of 20 to 25 meters, the team noticed that the resistance to the drill disappeared. Yeah. They then went through the drill and discovered that 2.5 meters of the drill was missing. Meanwhile, down in the tunnel, the driver of the subway train was shocked when the side panel of the of his carriage was suddenly crushed by something from above. Bitch, I would have been probably pissing in my clothes, man. What the fuck? In the movies, you ain't even in the movies. You know what I'm saying? Shit moving all around you. Man, that's crazy. All right, y'all. We're going back to fuck-ass Washington, D.C., where I wish they would just... I ain't going to make no wishes. It's going to happen. Washington going to crumble. All you fake-ass politicians, dick suckers up there. Y'all, y'all, you bitches' lips going to get cut off, you faggots. Anyways, a jeweler, gate crashers watch a fake. Yeah. The watch, Tariq Salahi, the Virginia man who crashed a dinner at the White House, was forced to turn over as a security for a debt is a fake, a jeweler says. Yeah. Ray Cosey, owner of RE Jewelers Watch and Clock in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, told the Washington Post the watch, supposedly a Patek Philippe, was worth about $100. A real Patek Philippe could go for as much as $15,000. Yeah, right away we could see it wasn't an imitation, Coley said. Oh yeah, even the look of the watch, you can just tell it wasn't real. Bitch, what the fuck is a $100 fake watch? Yeah, okay, exactly. Niggas don't know nothing about that, cause bitch, we in dollar store buying watches for like what? $5 for $1, nigga. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
What the fuck you need a watch that's gonna do other than tell time? What I need a man?
I mean, that bitch ain't got GPS, and I mean GPS to where that bitch is you just got to stand still and it's guiding you home. I mean, like roller skates. Then hell to the no. I don't know. All right, y'all. We still got more of your $787 billion tax money being wasted. Let me tell you another way how, because we're in Washington, D.C. Senator Max Baucus, Democrat from Montana, chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee, yeah, gave a nearly $14,000 pay raise to a female staffer in 2008. At the time, he was becoming romantically involved with her, and later that year took her on a taxpayer-funded trip to Southeast Asia and the Middle East. Though foreign policy was not her specialty, she didn't need to. Yeah, sucking dick on the plane is the only thing you got to be special at. Bending your ass over in Asia, yeah. Give me banging my cock, you know what I'm saying? Late last Friday, Baucus acknowledged his relationship with Melody Haynes, whom he nominated for the job of U.S. Attorney in Montana, after it was first reported on the website mainjustice.com. But he said that Haynes withdrew from consideration for the job when the relationship became more serious. The next day, he dismissed calls for an ethics investigation, saying, "I went out of my way to be up and up." Bitch, you lying like a motherfucker. But it don't matter. I ain't paying you bitches taxes, so I ain't going to be caught up in your $787 billion washout. Yeah. Let's go to the USFA, people. I don't know what this is supposed to mean, but Fed workers, boom. Yeah, because their average pay is now at $71,000. Damn, I need to go be a Fed worker, man. Guys, we got to go work for the Feds. I'm sorry. We got to leave the hood.
That kind of work. I don't support
we got to leave the hood. Shit. The number of federal workers earning six-figure salaries has exploded during the recession. Listen, people, the number of federal workers. No, I don't have a goddamn speech impediment. The number of federal workers earning six figures, people, has exploded during the recession. Not before, not after, when the motherfucking feds is bailing out bitches and talking about we ain't got no money. Their six-figure salaries have exploded during the recession. Yeah, According to a USA Today analysis of federal salary data, federal employees making salaries of $100,000 or more jumped from 14% to 19% of civil servants during the recession's first 18 months. And that's before overtime pay and bonuses are counted.
How the hell
you don't
want to
be no motherfucking shit, bitch. I just want to be the janitor working for the feds. No, I don't want to be one of your employees, but bitch, a six-figure janitor, nigga, y'all can kiss my ass. Shit. I'll be in that bitch. What?
How
nigga,
did
I'm on. During the recession.
In the recession.
Because there is no such recession, brother. Do you know what recession means? Anybody tell me what the definition of recession means? Tell me the first time you ever heard recess.
School.
And what did recess mean?
Break.
And go out and have fun. So why the hell is Washington on a recession and the rest of the world is on a depression?
Must be nice.
You got to understand the words that they're using, dog. They're throwing it right up in your face. They're telling you they're taking a break. We're in a recession. We're telling you we recessed right now. Every time they recess for a season, what do? They go out for break. Come on, people. Come on, people. Federal workers are enjoying an extraordinary boom time in pay and hiring during a recession that has cost 7.3 million jobs in the private sector. This is the other thing. This sector shit, man. What fucking sector are we in? What sector are we in? What's private about being in the private sector? You got cameras and all this other shit beaming on your ass. Cameras all now, even though I was already exposed to this shit in Germany. But now, you know what I'm saying, y'all going to be kind of blown when you see all these cameras and shit at your stoplights. Okay, yeah, they're saying it's there to stop people from, you know, running lights and shit like that, so they don't have to have an actual police officer sitting there raggedy, no job, flops ass on the side of the road, so-called watching major intersections and shit for people that's running motherfucking stoplights. Yeah, they're already in the cameras, people. And if you go up and down the your interstate, every third or fifth light, yeah, it's a camera on it. Okay, that's just so-called to make sure there's no traffic jams and congestion on the interstate. All right, believe that shit if you want to. The highest paid federal employees are doing best of all on salary increases. Defense Department civilian employees earning $150,000 or more increased from $1,868 in December 2007 to $10,100 in June 2009, and the most recent figure available. The growth in six-figure salaries has pushed the average federal worker's pay to $71,206 compared with $40,331 in the private sector, meaning a janitor, a cook, the lowest of the motherfucking lowest, the nigga that's walking the goddamn dogs, the president's dogs and shit, this nigga is making $71,000. Yeah. So all you school teachers, all you motherfucking hard-ass construction workers that's out there building buildings and roads and all that shit that ain't never even seen $50,000 on your motherfucking check, well, yeah, you in the wrong motherfucking arena. You need to go sit down behind a desk and work for the goddamn feds. Fuck that, man.
Feds ain't hiding, niggas. They trying, making sure we stay up out that motherfucker.
Oh, you know that. You know that. I ain't. And we ain't, you weren't even supposed to hear them statistics just then. You know what I'm saying? Shit, really? Let them motherfucking tell you. You weren't supposed to hear them statistics.
Maybe
all that shit, they were supposed to be buried.
Let's go ahead and send us a little email out there to the government. How is it that y'all getting raises when the society and everybody else out here struggling?
Okay, listen what you just said, though. See, this is the whole problem with our whole society. Who the fuck are you writing to in the government? You just going to write a letter and just say government on it.
You got to put a name on it.
You feel me? Ain't no names. Who name? Everybody shoot the shit to Obama for what? So these other crony ass motherfuckers who intercept his mail and read all of his mail before he even get the mail, sit there and laugh at y'all motherfucking Christmas wish letters and shit, like y'all writing to Santa or some shit. Come on, man. I mean, when you talking about writing to the government, bro, I mean, you have to get, like, not specific. I mean, specific. So, I mean, if you finna talk, you finna write a letter to the mayor. You finna write a letter to write a letter to your governor and your state senator. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't writing a letter to damn one of them first, that's who Congress and the senators, all them motherfuckers gonna be like, well, who the fuck is this? Hey, Senator Bob for Florida, did you see this? No, what is this? Well, how did I get this and you didn't even get this? It's chain of command. That's the way everything works, brothers. It's exactly like the military. It's a chain of command. It's a process you have to go through. Everybody was sending motherfucking letters to Obama. That shit, I promise you Obama don't see them letters. I promise you on everything I love, that nigga do not see them motherfucking letters. Ain't never read. He'll probably read a letter if a child motherfucking write it, because that's motherfucking PR for him and shit. It's public relations time for him and shit. Oh yeah, this is little Beth from fucking Iowa. Obama, what are you doing for Christmas? Bitch, nobody wanted the motherfucker know that dumb shit. When you bringing the motherfucking troops home for Christmas? That's what the fuck we want to know. You bringing the troops home, you bastard, you? Congressmen, senators? So, only thing you can say is fuck the government. You can't really even say nothing else. Because then when you say fuck the government, who you saying fuck the government to? Your governor? Georgia governor? You talking to goddamn Schwarzenegger? Schwarzenegger? Whatever the fuck you want to call himself? Shit. Gets deeper than that, bro. Man, it gets deeper than that, man. I'm telling you, bro. This shit here. Wording is so fucked up because we don't even know our own words. So how can you know a foreign language when you don't even know your own language? This shit here, this white, little white language shit, this is a foreign language, man. That's why we don't understand this smoke up your ass language. And we're not supposed to. It's not our native tongue. It's not no shit we even speak or want to speak. But, you know, they ain't. You know, they got their language from us, and then they took our language and then broke that shit down into fragments, and that's what you got, this old raggedy-ass shit that we got, so-called English language. But nobody speaks English, because there's no such thing as English. Look in the dictionary. There's no such thing. English is made up of languages, subscripts of other languages, all dialects, I mean. Dialects of other languages make up English. England don't even speak English. Man.
Damn shame, and they the closest thing to it.
Well, they supposed to be. They only speak English. Hey, y'all, we're going to USA. Let's go back. Where teens ignore laws asking against texting while driving. Listen, let me just say this off top, man. I lost two friends from texting. You know what I'm saying? Slim Baby died. He was killed because this stupid little motherfucker was sitting in the back of the car while they pulling off a caper. And supposed to be kidnapping this old motherfucker cracker. But this dumbass nigga done put the damn gun down in his lap and he sending a text message to somebody. This is his mentality. If you know Slim Baby, you know his mentality. So, you know what I'm saying? I knew that's what he was doing. Cracker got loose. Cracker grabbed a gun, shot his ass, killed him, turned around, killed the motherfucking passenger, and then, you know, got free because he put it to the goddamn driver's head and then got free. All from text messages. Little 8-year-old boy walking across the street right up here, Hillsboro. He stepped off the curb and got hit by a car because he was text messaging. Got hit by a car and died, going right across Hillsboro Avenue.
Not paying attention.
Now, it ain't no not paying attention. It's paying attention to some bullshit. That fucking text messenger while you trying to drive. How the hell? You bitches can't even talk on the phone, let alone talking about texting. Shit. The hell on, man. Teens do a million things more than adults do. You trying to text, you trying to talk to your friend, you trying to look at the whole outside the window, all of this while you driving. And hit the weed. No. With momentum building in Washington for all 50 U.S. states to outlaw text messaging behind the wheel, which I don't even see why it even has to be a law of that,
common sense.
There is, yeah, there is evidence. Well, no, it's not. Because even though it's a long motherfucking no talking on your cell phone while driving, yeah, your whole police department does what? Ride around talking on their fucking phone. So, come on, man. It's like the blind leading the blind and shit. You know what I'm saying? How you going to be the law, but you ain't enforcing the law? But then, when you want to enforce the law, you enforce the law. You get off your cell phone to pull me over for talking on my cell phone.
Oh, that's nothing. How about you sit up here and pull somebody over because they headlight is out and your headlight is out.
And your headlight. I've seen that before now. That's been it. And then you fuck around and get a charge for arguing with the police, you know what I'm saying, about that little headlight being out. Yeah, you get a charge arguing
like,
with the goddamn...
That's like you charging me for the charge you guilty of yourself because you the law. That exempts you from the law? I don't think so.
Man. Well, there's evidence that the key demographic targeted by such legislation, teen drivers, will not pay much attention. At least one major study has found that. With mobile devices now central to their lives, young people often ignore laws against using cell phones or texting in the car. Some police agencies, while strongly in favor of such mandates, say it is tough for officers to enforce them because the officers are doing their motherfucking selves.
Exactly.
The California Highway Patrol is handing out nearly 163,000 tickets to drivers talking on handheld phones since mid-2008. But it has issued only 1,400 texting citations since January in a state of 23 million drivers. Yeah, not for a lack of trying. I can't fucking tell. You try hard. All right, y'all, let's go on over here. Shouts out to Ms. Tasha Triple X over there in Perth, Australia, but we in Sydney. Yeah, Australian shipping alert over massive iceberg. I know y'all heard about this, didn't you?
Nah, go ahead.
Yeah.
They got a 12 mile wide iceberg that broke off from Alaska or some goddamn well. Yeah, and that bitch is heading straight for the shores of Australia. And they say if it hits the actual shore, that bitch can cause a 3 to 5 tremor. You know, on the Richter scale, 3 to 5. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Australian authorities Friday issued a shipping alert over a gigantic iceberg that is gradually approaching the country's southwest coast. The Bureau of Meteorology said the once-in-a-century cliff of ice, which dislodged from Antarctica about a decade ago before drifting north, was being monitored using satellites. Mariners are advised that at 1200 GMT, what the fuck is that, Greenwich Mountain Time? Yeah. On December 9th, an iceberg approximately 1700 kilometers, 1054 miles southwest of the West Australian coast was observed. It said, given the iceberg's coordinates, experts believe the iceberg, or known as whatever the fuck stupid name is, ICE, kind of shit known as B17B. Bitch, it's known as ice. The fuck?
Okay,
it's likely to break up. Huh?
Okay, if they knew what was coming, why didn't they do anything to try to stop it or break that ice before
it
got to
a decade ago. A decade ago before drifting north. A decade ago. Come on, people. A decade ago?
10 years ago.
Y'all send nukes to blow up every fucking thing else. But you won't go send a bomb out in the middle of nowhere and blow up this goddamn piece of ice. A fucking piece of ice so it won't goddamn damage nobody's shit. Come the fuck on, people. Y'all better, man. All right. It said, given the icebergs, blah, 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 it is likely to break up as it enters warmer waters near Australia, creating hundreds of smaller icebergs and a hazard to passing ships. So now you're finna fuck up shipping. You know what I'm saying? Just because y'all don't want to motherfucking go out there and goddamn break up the fucking ice. All right. Fuck.
This is your government.
Yeah, this is your government on crack. Any questions? Yeah. Need a new commercial for the government, a frying pan and shit with the words government in that bitch. And some crack pellets in that motherfucker. This is your government on drugs and shit. Any questions? Yeah, because fucking government on crack, man. What the hell, y'all? Yeah, the new, well, it ain't new. But the flu virus has killed 10,000 in the U.S., people. Yep, swine flu has sickened about 50 million Americans, so-called. Yeah, and killed about 10,000. All right, yeah. According to new estimates released by Federal Health, I don't give a shit, man. I mean, fuck the flu. What the hell ever. Y'all keep reading all the dumb shit. And if I keep reading, y'all be dumber for believing it. So I'm going to stop reading it. Let's go to fucking Flagstaff, Arizona, where missing hunters located in the Arizona snow. Yeah, two dead. Stupid motherfucker. What the hell's up with y'all white folks, man? Y'all ain't got shit else to do. If you want to be adventurous and explore, go to the hood. Shit. Go to the hood. These motherfuckers go all to the mountains and swamps and all this shit. Bitch, you can find all of that rough terrain in the goddamn neighborhood. Believe that. Our roads is fucked up. We ain't got no sidewalks, so bitch, you got to walk on the dirt. You know what I'm saying? And it's a hazard if you walk in the road, because the bitch is either going to try to rob you in the road. Well, nah, they'll probably rob you on the dirt. They probably motherfucking get hit you on a bicycle, motorbike, moped, four-wheeler that's been stolen from somebody else, or a car. So you're faced with all the obstacles coming to the hood. That's the most adventurous place I could probably think to go. Yeah. Including gunshots.
Coming out a lot better.
Hey, including gunshots on every other block, you know what I'm saying? Hey, there's no place like home. No place like home.
I take my chances in the hood than on a mountain.
Hey, yeah, because keep fag motherfuckers out. You know what I'm saying? Bitch niggas. Even though we got some bitch niggas in the hood still, but we're working them motherfuckers, you know, working them way out, you know, sending them to the mountains and shit. North Arizona authorities say they have resolved all reports of stranded or overdue hunters who were caught in deep snow and freezing temperatures. Yeah, and all. Authorities received 22 reports either from hunters themselves or families concerned about their loved ones. The Coconino County Sheriff's Office spokesman Jerry Blair says 50 hunters were offered assistance, some of whom declined. Yeah. At least two bodies were found. Uh-huh. A powerful winter storm dumped between 2 and 3 feet of snow in North Arizona earlier this week, and wind gusts reached up to 78 miles per hour.
We were just watching that on the news, and we were sitting up here. Y'all just seen that storm coming.
Yeah.
They're telling you the storm coming.
So why the fuck is you stupid bitches out here?
They said it. They showed it on the news that the storm was coming. And yet, well, let's go on out here and let's go out here and play in the snow. Are you kidding me? With wind chills of minus 20 degrees, negative 20 degrees wind chill, but you want to go out there and play in the fucking snow with 70 mile an hour wind.
Man. Well, that concludes your nutty news for the day. Brought to you apart by nuttynewstoday.com. You get all the craziest shit going on from around the world. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady in the building. And, yeah, man, that's some nutty shit, boy. I promise you. And remember, people, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go to the goddamn site or whatever source and read it for yourself. That is real. And knowledge is power, man. Knowledge is motherfucking power. Believe that shit. And without it, man, hey, you can have all the strength in the goddamn world, but if you don't know how to apply it, how strong are you? Message. Yeah.
Message, bitch.
Dedicate this to my special friends out there. This is Miss Shelly K, man. We're going to come back in 10 more minutes. Y'all give y'all shots out, whatever. Whack rams. And that's how we do it. Starship Smelly Prize, straight out of Tampa Bay, Flow We Duh, 8-1, Trey 4 on the map. Y'all already know what we do, man. We out here doing like a dove. Got motherfucking DJ Party Time, Ash Wood, and Miss Computer Lady in the building, y'all.
show me that you care. In times when I'm feeling so low, you come around and you always seem to know.
Puppet Master with some baby mama broke. That's what I'm talking about. My baby mama ain't broke, though, because I ain't got no baby mamas. But, yeah, I know. Other niggas' baby mamas broke. Shit. That's why niggas keep asking me for motherfucking money. You know what I'm saying? Baby motherfucking homeboy back up in there. Goddamn, Puppet Master holding it, man. Y'all check Puppet Master out and a whole bunch of other artists live, man, performing live at TampaRap.com, man. Y'all go ahead and check that out. Make sure you sign up. We got a $100 contest going down on the site. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get your page and profile looking right. And December 25th, you know what I'm saying, we'll be picking one random you know, user of the site, and they're going to get $100. So make sure you go sign up. And Tuesday nights, Coco's Lounge, you know what I'm saying? We hold it down from 8 to 3 in the morning, man. We got that motherfucking karaoke, a.k.a. Karachoke, with DJ motherfucking Shmoo, you know what I'm saying? And then you run that bitch back, you know what I'm saying? Boy, it smells so good in the building. 8 to motherfucking, well, no, my bad, 11. I'm smoking weed, y'all. From 11 to 3 in the morning. And, yeah, broke niggas is not welcome. Ballers and non-scallywag hoes, please. Yeah. And that's how we do. Oh, yeah, and just to let y'all know, I do got the website up. Let's see. No, I don't catch up the email. Oh, don't forget the website is up, but it's not up yet. You know what I'm saying? So I do have it. Well, I can't even type it in that long ass address. Yeah, y'all got the hold on it. The website officially will be launched on January 1st, along with the video TV show. We got the live video TV show airing January 1st. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check that out. Livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Right now, you can even check out, like, you know, just a sample of how it's going to go down. I got Ashwood on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I got Goofy Ball on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I got John New. I got a nigga named Big Cheese with a remix to the goddamn Becky song called Gimme That Bacon. And y'all need to go check that shit out, man.
Like the Steak and Shake version of it.
Oh, man. That shit there, bruh. Y'all have to go and look at that video. Livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And, yeah. That shit there is funny. That nigga there is, yeah, that's a good parody video. You know what I'm saying? Which we need more of, because these ragged ass niggas making these songs around here really need to be cracked on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Oh, I'm surprised nobody ain't really making nothing on that chicken noodle fruit loop bullshit or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
With a soda on the side.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
That sounds like that double cheeseburger with a flurry on the side.
Yeah, double cheeseburger. What type? Hold on.
But the song ain't got nothing to do with no.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger, and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Hey, y'all, y'all know about Two Man Army?
Hell yeah, big shout out to Two Man Army at the movie.
Yeah. The homies doing their thing. They got nominated for the Beta Bay Idol awards going down December 12th. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big ups to them. You know what I'm saying? They're actually going to be performing at the Beta Bay Idol, too. So, yeah, tickets sell $10. Y'all can hit up Miss Michelle or hit me up. Y'all want to go? And we can get group tickets. You know what I'm saying? We get a group discount. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like $5 a ticket if we all go as a group. So, you know, let a nigga know. You know, go hang out. And anybody want to fuck with Smell So Good, man, hit me up. 813-436-7106. Want to leave a drop for the show, hit up 813-463-2975. Leave a message, and I get it and put it in the mix. And we're going to be out the building, man, with motherfucking Two Man Army. And this is Out of the Cage. I like y'all boys, man. I see you in the hood. Y'all already know. Ashwood, DJ Party Time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Be easy, my nigga.
Yeah, man.
They let the dog guy out of the cage. They let the dog guy out of the cage. They let the dog guy out of the cage. They let the dog guy out of the cage. It's 11. My daddy went ahead and went to heaven. I wonder if he's dealing with them boys from 9/11. Ask the reverend, forgive me, Father, but I have sinned. But it's okay, cause I'm a cleanser with this. And I'm a win. Ain't no losing my bloodline. It's your aura. Ready on the front line. Who the fuck want it? Take a damn soul. Get it. 50 rounds in my same bomb. My damn soul city. Committed to the game. Cause I'm lyrically insane. This is real life.
show you niggas how I bring that bang. So come on, coach, put me in the game. They let the dog got out of the cage. They let the dog got out of the cage. They let the dog got out of the cage. They let the dog got out of the cage. My daddy said I'm lazy. My girl think I'm crazy. My model always been, fuck you payment. If you ain't got money, get the fuck away from it. And girl, if you ain't buying shit, don't even talk to me, cause I don't need you. I got my dudes that's gon' rock with me. That's all I need. Don't let me forget the choppers in the grenade. I'm about to go crazy. They let me out the cage. Now I'm going in the race. The streets got me crazy. I'm just my daddy's baby. I ain't no baby. I'm just young Ron, the illest nigga alive. I'm ready to ride. So let's go do a motherfucking drive-by. They let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Oh, they let the dog got out of the cage. Ha ha ha.